Hi, I'm Andrea Miller, and this is Wearables Talk. We're talking to Roxanne Karn, a personal stylist who can give us insight into the upcoming style trends of 2017. She's a fashion expert that's been helping people feel confident about wardrobe styling for over 4 years, so you know what trends to get ahead of the curve on. Thanks for talking to me today, Roxanne.
Yeah, thank you, Andrea, for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Awesome. So what can we expect to see in popular colors for the upcoming seasons?
So this fall and winter season, we're definitely seeing some rich hues coming through, both for everyday clothing as well as outerwear. And what is really exciting this particular season in terms of color is red. We just keep seeing red over and over and over again through the looks that were coming down the runway. And the way that also that the color red has been used, it's been used in really kind of more sophisticated and empowering designs, such as power suits. But in addition to red, we're actually also seeing some jolts of really bold hues with pinks, greens, I would say also some rich blues as well. Out of all that, I think we'll see red pretty much reigning for the entire season.
All right. That sounds pretty good. I like the color red. I can look forward to that. what about patterns? What patterns are you seeing as popular for the upcoming fall and winter?
Yeah, we're seeing a myriad of patterns. If I had to choose one that would be the leading, it would definitely be florals. We're seeing lots of florals on the runway for the fall and winter season. But in addition to that, you'll also see some plaid and, you know, tartan plaid looks. Also graphic geometric prints as well as patchwork prints. So keep an eye out for that. But out of everything, you know, for all of the patterns that we're seeing from a trending standpoint, florals are definitely number one.
Great. I can definitely get on board with that one too.
Keep it on right from spring.
yeah, just keep it going. How can we mix these colors and patterns for the year?
Yeah, so we are we're definitely seeing the reds coming into the fall florals. It makes sense because, you know, in autumn you're seeing those kind of richer, deeper colors. But then what's interesting is that we're also seeing some of the other colors I mentioned, with the rich greens and the rich blues. Those are being mixed in with more graphic patterns. What we're seeing too is that reds are actually also being kind of paired with ivory, or against some neutrals like ivory, which in and of itself is kind of creating a really kind of cool graphic pattern. But that's what we're going to see more of. The reds, you're going to see a lot of floral, and then you're going to see some of the graphic patterns with some of the other bolder colors. But in both cases, you know, they make looks that are definitely striking.
Great. Awesome. So what kind of advice do you have for listeners that want to integrate these colors and patterns into their wardrobe?
Yeah, so I've actually got a few suggestions here. You know, if you're aiming to create a really overall striking look, you can use a particular color or pattern to be a kind of the anchor or the center of the outfit. And then you can then add other pieces on, other core pieces to complement that color and or pattern. And if you kind of structure your outfit in this way, you really do a good job of going overboard, you know, to make, you're going to essentially make the central pieces stand out without going too crazy. Now, if you want to kind of experiment a little with bold colors, you know, if you have a closet that's more kind of filled with neutrals, or you're used to kind of neutral monochrome looks, and you want to dip your toe in the water a little bit with bolder colors, what you could do is incorporate different accessories like shoes, scarves, you know, smart handbag, or even a belt, like even a wide belt, because it will stand out. And those are easy ways to do it, because it's going to be cute, it's going to be eye-catching, but it also won't overwhelm your look either. And it won't be too overwhelming for you if you're not used to, you know, working with a bolder color. Now, if you're on the other extreme and you really want to go full throttle and make a distinctive statement with color, what you can do is just kind of go crazy with it. You can weave in some really eye-catching statement pieces, like beautiful full-length coats, or, you know, long jackets. We also got dresses, or even statement shoes like over-the-knee boots that were really quite popular last year, still popular again this year, but we're seeing it in more colors this time around. So looks like that can really, really make an impact. And Another tip I have is that another kind of a fun way that you can incorporate some colors and patterns into your wardrobe, especially for this coming season, is working in some textured pieces. We're seeing lots of pieces off the runway that were very, you know, highly texturized, like faux fur pieces and really kind of awesome, like turquoise colors, for instance, or even things like feathers. So you've got a lot of options in you know, playing with colors and patterns, but also mixing in textures as well.
Awesome. That is a lot of great advice. And I'll see if I can work in a turquoise feather coat into my winter wardrobe this year.
Go for it, Andrea.
Thank you so much, Roxanne, for talking to me today. I'm Andrea Miller, and thanks for listening to Wearables Talk.